Hello, this is Ryoki Wendo's Prime Dharma Talk for your fortune development. With the wish that you live your life more widely, especially in your heart, which your heart includes all the past and all the futures, and live this every moment based on this timeless infinitiveness. Timeless infinity. I would like to broadcast this Dharma talk. Well, continuation of the 48th bow of the Dharmakara. And we are now in the sixth bow. Sixth bow is when I reach the Buddhahood. If people in my world, people and heavenly realms, divas in my world, are not gaining the heavenly eye and not seeing the billions of Nayuta, the world of the Buddhas, I will not gain enlightenment. Well, this heavenly eyes is usually explained as something more than the physical eyes, so you'll be able to see even the far, the place far away. Something like somebody's online with, and be able to see the video 24 hours live. Well, often to heavenly eyes is explained as that you see something that you're not able to see in the physical eyes. So something like the place far away, or something that you'll be able to recognize or see the key energy, or something that you'll be able to see the spirit of devas or Buddhas or spiritual worlds. Well, besides this, in Buddhism, Mahayana Buddhism teaches that there are five different levels of the eyes. So physical eye and the heavenly eyes that you see the key energy or the spiritual world. And the next step, next higher level or deeper level of the eyes is the wisdom eye. Well, wisdom eyes is something that you recognize that everything is the emptiness. Well, emptiness doesn't mean nothing exists. Emptiness means that everything is has the opposite aspect as a duality. However, it is non-dualities are creating the duality world moment to moment, but the true reality of the world is non-duality. To recognize this, to see this clearly, yes, of course, see doesn't mean the physical eye, see with the wisdom eye. And that is the wisdom eyes. And next deeper level of this is called Dharma eyes. Dharma eyes be able to see the Pure Land, the spiritual world of non-duality, but it does exist the forms and phenomena. Well, this is difficult for us human beings to understand about Dharma is because we have physical eyes and we recognize things with the physical eyes with duality. So for us to imagine that there is a world that form and phenomena exist, but with that non-duality, it's impossible to imagine unless your Dharma eyes are opened. Well, what we can say is that this is something similar to the image. When we hear the word image or visualization, we think that this image is totally separated with the physical world and the image world, which means completely one or the other. The image and the matters, but actually true reality of the world is there is absolute image, which is not non-duality. Beyond the duality image, there are images, and that absolute image is at the same time the creating the phenomenon, and this is the reality of the Pure Land. And the one who opened the Dharma eyes be able to recognize this world, the Pure Land, the phenomenon of the non-duality, which is absolute image, the world of absolute image. So those people be able to see the Pure Land and all those Buddha worlds, like Shakyamuni Buddha or Saint Honen, etc. Maybe Jesus as well. There is one episode that when Shariputra, one of the main disciples of Shakyamuni Buddha, asked the question, even the great master as Shakyamuni Buddha appeared in this world, why this world is still dirty? And Shakyamuni Buddha answered, oh, it's because it's a reflection of your heart, how you see the world is. And in one next moment, Shakyamuni Buddha showed the whole world is the Pure Land to Shariputra. By Shakyamuni Buddha's super majestic power. And Shariputra realized the true reality of the world is Pure Land. Well, anyway, the Dharma Kara's vow is that all beings in his world will be able to see all the different Buddha worlds of the universe. Because if the one will be able to see the whole world of the Buddha world, the view of the life will be totally changed. The heart become much wider and richer. You know, what you see is what you recognize. Decide the richness of your heart. This is why Dharmakara put the vow that all people will be able to see all the Buddha land of the billions of universe. Your ego, our ego only try to show you, show us the narrow world. But we should be awakened to the true reality. We should be awakened as Shariputra, that true reality is the pure and the absolute image. And following to the richness of our heart is the following to what you see this world as pure and. What you see will make your heart richer, but if your heart become richer, what you see, what you recognize will be also much richer as what Shariputra be able to recognize the pure and. May your heart be richer and richer and recognize the world wider and may your life the richer and wider.